For the last activity in my ePortfolio, I decided to participate in the class Twitter chat. While I have heard of Twitter chats and observed a few in action through other accounts, I've never personally engaged in one before. I really liked how flexible and accessible this activity was. Although there was a set time frame for the chat to take place, I was also given lots of choice in how I could participate. For example, I could answer questions in a non-sequential order, respond to prompts by commenting, retweeting, or making a tweet of my own, like and archive specific posts for future use or reference, or simply read through the stream. Through these actions, I was able to build stronger connections with the rest of the class as I practiced digital, networked, and open literacies through the app. Below in my blog, I have embedded a few tweets from the chat written by myself and my peers that stood out to me. In particular, I really enjoyed the points made by Amanda and Josh about how openness in sharing and teaching is an essential aspect for building a rich and trustworthy personal learning network, and how collaborating and sharing reputable educational resources with others can help enhance student learning. I also really liked the point Alexa made about how the importance of careful design with inclusivity in mind is important so that a majority of students may be supported. Incorporating frameworks such as UDL are key for ensuring learning spaces are as accessible as possible. Overall, I had a great experience participating in the chat, and I thought it was a very fun and interactive culminating group activity. Although it was a little bit overwhelming at first with the large number of replies and responses flowing through my feed during the hour, I felt like I eventually got the hang of it as I learned to read, respond, and follow along at my own pace. By the end of the chat, I was able to accumulate quite a few new resources, tools, and diverse perspectives regarding open and online learning, which I plan on incorporating into my future teaching practice.